This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, online shoe shoppers find comfort and free shipping. But first, what costs more, a gallon of milk or a gallon of gasoline? As high as gas prices are, milk is more expensive, and the high prices for both can be traced to the high cost of another commodity, corn. Sarah McCammon of Nebraska Public Radio explains.
Just a year ago, quite a few dairy farmers were calling it quits. The fuel and grain needed to run a dairy were getting more expensive, and farmers were getting such low prices for their milk that it was hard to make ends meet. So some cut back their herd sizes or sold off their cows and got out of the business altogether. What a difference a year makes. Feeding cows still isn't cheap, but this year milk prices are rising to near record levels, and farmers are hoping to see more income. Higher milk prices mean customers are paying more at Amy Green's ice cream shop in downtown Lincoln. A small cone these days will set you back $3.50 before tax, up from $2.95 just a few months ago. Green says she's now paying an extra $150 a week for the rich butterfat she uses to make old-fashioned, slow-churned ice cream.
Well, I've been serving ice cream for 23 years, and it's really hard for me to say that'll be $16 to a family of four for, you know, four cones. It just feels wrong. I have no choice.
The retail price for a gallon of whole milk reached $3.26 in May. That price continues to rise, and experts predict it will soon set a new record. Several factors are creating a sort of perfect storm for milk prices this summer. Americans are drinking more milk, and Chinese consumers are demanding more dairy products. Add to that droughts in major milk-producing countries like Australia. Chris Galen, a spokesman for the National Milk Producers Federation, says another key factor is the demand for ethanol.
Everyone is paying more for feed, and it's not just corn because, of course, with all the corn plantings this summer in the Corn Belt, that means there's less acreage available for soybeans and for alfalfa. And so the products that go into cows that make milk are much higher than they've typically been in the past.
1 year ago, it cost about $2 for a bushel of corn. Now that price has nearly doubled. Galen says when you pile that on top of high fuel prices and last year's low milk prices, it's been hard for the dairy industry to respond to the growing demand. It's a warm summer afternoon on Lowell Mueller's dairy farm, about 70 miles north of Lincoln. Wearing a red and white ball cap and a short-sleeved plaid shirt, Mueller and a farmhand usher a new group of cows, eight at a time, into the small barn that holds his milking machines. Mueller says it takes most of the afternoon to get about 180 cows through the milking parlor each day.
This goes on about every 7 or 8 minutes. We put in another group.
Mueller considers himself one of the lucky ones because he grows his own corn, soybeans, and alfalfa. But even he struggled last year to make back what he was spending to produce milk. Mueller says he's hoping things will improve this year.
Milk prices are a little higher, but unfortunately our costs have gotten quite a bit higher too. So it's always tough to keep up with all the escalating costs.
Back at the ice cream shop in Lincoln, customer Phil Snapp says it would take a lot for his buying habits to change. And he says milk prices aren't his biggest worry.
Compared to gasoline, gasoline I spend $30 or $40 a week on it. I mean, I don't think it's too expensive.
For now, though, don't expect the cost of either one to drop too much. Industry leaders predict milk prices could top out this summer at about $4.60 a gallon. And that just might make a gallon of gasoline look like a bargain. For NPR News, I'm Sarah McCammon in Lincoln, Nebraska.